is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Wednesday the U.S. is setting expectations for how they want the Chinese Communist Party to behave. This as the United States ordered China to close its consulate in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas. The move is due to what the U.S. calls the persistent problem of Beijing's theft of American intellectual property. At a news conference, Pompeo said it's not just intellectual property in America the Chinese are stealing.
When European intellectual property, too, costing hundreds of thousands of jobs, good jobs for hardworking people all across Europe and America, stolen by the Chinese Communist Party.
Speaking to reporters in Beijing, China's foreign ministry spokesman accused the United States of harassing Chinese diplomatic and consular staff. China has until Friday to shut down the consulate. The number of coronavirus infections around the world passed 15 million Wednesday, with more than a quarter of those cases in the hardest-hit country, the United States. At a news conference, President Trump says there are positive numbers about the virus in most parts of the nation.
Our nationwide positive test rate is beginning to decline and is currently at 8.8% compared to over 16% at its peak in April. It's coming down. It's coming down fairly rapidly.
Signs are emerging in other parts of the world that the virus quickly springs back when lockdown measures are lifted. Australia, Belgium, Hong Kong, and Japan's capital of Tokyo had all used restrictive measures to successfully beat outbreaks earlier in the pandemic, but all are now facing an upsurge in cases. Australia and Hong Kong set new daily records for confirmed cases Wednesday, and Tokyo's governor urged residents to stay home during an upcoming holiday as cases climb. This is VOA News.